The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Concert Psyching Rock for you there from Godsmack. As they roll into town here for U-Fest, May 6th. That'll be a great show. We're going to have tickets for that.
Happy birthday,
Sunday.
Sully.
Is it Sully's birthday today? Happy birthday, Sully.
Double nickel.
Is he 55? Wow. Little people don't age very well normally, but he looks pretty good. Godsmack, I Prevail, Nothing More, Fozzy, The Warning, Gray Days, The Black Moods. This is a hell of a show. It's at Talking Stick Resort Amphitheater, which used to be the Ashley Home Store Pavilion Blockbuster Banana Store. And that, the banana stand, is where we have that. May 6th, tickets on sale right now at 98kupd.com if you want to head on over there and check that out and see Godsmack. Glorious show heading your direction, which I'm very happy about. Other shows coming to town available on our Core Institute concert calendar at 98kupd.com. But one you won't see, of course, is Ozzy Osbourne, who made the announcement that he can't do it. He just can't get up. He's tried. So he officially canceled everything officially yesterday and put out a tweet, said, I can't believe that it's ending this way. It was very dark. Like, his tweet said things like, I would have never imagined that my touring days would end this way. My team and I are distraught. The thought of disappointing my fans F's me up more than you'll ever know. But I have to cancel everything. My singing voice is fine. I've had stem cell treatments, endless physical therapy sessions, most recently groundbreaking cybernetics treatment. I don't even know what that is. Cybernetics, not cybernetics.
I was gonna say cybernetics. Is a cybernetic organism.
Cybernetic organism. It turned into the thing. My body is still physically weak, and I cannot go on. This is where I was like, you know what, Oz? You're 74. You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You've been alive a lot longer than we ever expected. Tip the cap. Let's go off into the sunset. What do you say? Let's, as fans, say goodbye to Ozzy by saying no more. We're saying no more tours.
The majority of your fans understand.
We all get it. Oh, but no, Brady. At the end, I very much worry because he said this. My team is currently coming up with an idea where I will be able to perform without having to travel from city to city or country to country.
Holograms.
Hologram Ozzy is not something I want to see. We were barely seeing Ozzy the last 10 years anyway. Yeah. There was a guy backstage singing with him so he could breathe. You didn't know that a lot of the times, but sometimes Ozzy was just up there going through the motions of Ozzy movement. And some guy in the back was belting out the tunes Ozzy style. And nobody was any the wiser. I'm fine. It's show business. Put on a show. Give me what I'm getting. I'm happy with that. Ozzy's fun to watch. His music's great. We're all fans, but...
Or it's just on the screen. It's Ozzy's Trapped in the Closet tour.
I don't want to see Ozzy on a movie screen. I don't want to see him on a hologram. I don't want him to Zoom a concert to me personally. I think it's time.
Come on, you don't want to dial in for $50 bucks to dial in.
I've got this link code in my...
Your connection.
Hello, John Holmberg's iPad. Are you ready? What happened here? I'm doing a Zoom concert for all my fans, man.
It's just me and like three
other
guys.
Are you ready? What city are you in? Phoenix.
Hello, Phoenix.
Ozzy, this is embarrassing.
All aboard!
Don't. Just stop. I'm going to hit end. I'm going to end call. Oh, please don't end the call, man. Please. Just want to talk.
Cartoons.
You want to just chat? What are you looking at on the telly? Are you watching anything good? Have you seen any
Jack's
of it?
Jack's gone. Kelly's
I've
gone.
I've got nothing to do. Sharon's angry all the time. Are you watching The Last of Us? It's not bad, man. I'm actually really enjoying it. It's apocalyptic, but normally that bothers me. This one seems reasonable. Anyway, you straight on to... You want to hear a little Mr. Crowley?
No, Oz, we're good. I'll just do anything on Zoom for you. All right, I've got other fans I have to entertain.
Ozzy, you can walk away now. There's great brilliance and happiness in Ozzy leaving. But I don't want my phone to ring. Unknown number.
Looking for a miracle man.
No, to hang up the phone right now. Stop calling me. I just want it to end. There's certain dignity in this. Euthanize it. Do you want to see Ozzy?
Whoa.
No. I'm saying kill him. Euthanize the career.
Man. Last time I saw him was with when he did the Black Sabbath thing, and that was he was actually pretty good that time. But I'm done. I've seen him solo.
We all saw the Hannibal Lecter performance.
Yeah.
We all saw the Hannibal Lecter performance on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For the NFL, and they propped him up, and then suddenly I think it was at NBC or CBS or whoever had him realized, ooh, this is hard to look at, and they cut away immediately.
Yeah, they scooted him in like
they had him on a
table hockey player in the dome.
On that stick that was balancing him. He was like, no, do not have him on a – this is not a game I want to play with Ozzy's body.
Him and Mick Mars should put a band together.
Oh,
and they're just the stiffs.
Stonemen.
Yeah.
No, don't listen
next
to Brett.
Next to death.
Don't listen to Brett.
You know, Brett is not a bad idea. I think Brett's idea is pretty good as we all act like we're, you know – we're all just, you know, it's plugged into the earth, and then they move the entire set around. They're just going to lock us down on the ground, and then the stage troubles, that would be worth it. And then, you know, it could be great, Brett. From city to city, we go, like, I'm on the stage, and then we just, the truck just takes off, and we just keep playing. That way we don't have to rest in an airplane or crazy stuff. Brett's ideas are great. It's to just tour me on the back of a flatbed.
Just get a giant platform, put him on the thing, and you vibrate the floor.
Yeah.
And they move around like the old football.
Like, vibrating Ozzy.
Mr. Carl!
Like nail shoes.
Oh, hilarious.
He can't stand
up. Turn it off, mate. Turn it off. It's just turning for
you. You have to wire him in.
They're running into each other.
Mr. Carl!
Zach.
Bam, bam, bam.
Somebody turn off the stage, man. This is crazy.
Turn off the stage! Ozzy's vibrating himself to death!
Good God, Sharon, what have you done?
We need the money, Ozzy!
I don't think we do. We can afford a stage that vibrates like that. We've wasted a lot of money, I think.
Anyway, I would like to see Ozzy just say, that's it, folks. I'll do one more show out at Hyde Park or Wembley. Somewhere in England where they can prop him up. It'll be broadcast live all over theaters everywhere.
Just like the Taylor Hawkins thing.
Exactly.
Have everybody come out, do something.
That'll be it.
Yeah.
We don't need Ozzy to do this for us. As fans, it's greedy. When you have a pet that you love very much, but he can't go on, and you keep him alive, it's for you. It's for your greedy needs. You're keeping that dog alive because you don't want to face the end. Meanwhile, they're suffering. Ozzy should not have to suffer for us anymore.
We're coming up with a way to clone me in some form or fashion, and then we'll have kind of water-headed versions of me wandering about. Because, you know, each time we clone a man, he gets a little dumber. So imagine what the fifth or sixth one's going to be like.
You?
Yeah, it'd be crazy, man.
Dolly Ozzy.
Yeah. I'm with the clone. Oh, it's not as good as the original, but at least it's live. It can move.
I don't want to see it. So, Ozzy, I want to say, I'll be the first to say thank you for everything. Step off with grace, please. That would be nice.
You're an icon.
They are an icon. Stay that way. Don't let my last memory of you be some strange hologram where you actually still fall down.
You think that would be baked into the AI of him?
No, it wouldn't be AI. It would be filming him on a stage and then making it seem like he's live at your theater and he still falls down. And then there'd be nothing sadder than the hologram just glitching on its way down and then disappearing. Ozzy can no longer perform. The hologram's turned off. There's just nothing on stage and you realize I did this to him. I killed him. No more. You know, that's enough. Maybe an internet concert from your house, like live from Daryl's house or something, and then end it.
Show he and Sharon in a convertible flying off into the sky.
Having a nice day.
Like heavy metal?
Like the end of Grease.
Oh, is that? Yeah, okay, you can do that. Heavy metal and Grease had similar endings. He can't travel, see, Brady. He can't get in that car. He'd have to lay down. It'd have to be like an ambulance.
I'm having trouble getting upright, Brady. There's a 90-degree thing is kicking my ass. So what we'd need is like a bariatric ambulance to shoot out of the playground that the Grease kids were on.
Anyway, I felt sad for it. So goodbye, Ozzy. I say goodbye to Ozzy. I now have retired Ozzy in my mind. I would not want to go see this crippled Ozzy show. Come on. The vibrating thing, however, hilarious. Would definitely pay for that. In fact, I think that could spruce up rock music all the way around if all the stages kind of vibrated, the players all over the place. No one was stationary on there. You know, they could just have to stand there and wait and see where they ended up. And sometimes they just fall over. We put them in big body casts and just shake them around.
We're down a guitarist. Yeah. Went over the edge.
He just drives. He's got to lay down and play now until somebody picks him up, resets the board. Between songs, we'll do that. But each song is a play. That is a great idea in theory, but I don't want to see that happen to one of the legends. Do that to one of the new bands. It's 9:14. Speaking of new bands and new stuff, we got the hot releases coming up in just moments. We'll tell you about that next. It's 98.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.